from KQED.
January is the time California governors release their state budgets for the coming fiscal year, which starts July 1st. And when Jerry Brown did that this week, he had a rare but welcome bit of good news, an actual budget surplus. But not everyone, of course, agrees the news is all that rosy. And joining us to look behind the headlines a bit of the governor's spending plan, John Myers, political editor for KXTV in Sacramento. John, first of all, big picture question. The governor says more or less the era of big deficits is over. The clouds are parting. The sun is shining. Dogs are playing with cats. Not everyone agrees. You know, what's your take on it? Just how good is it?
It's a pretty good budget, I think, in terms of straight budgeting. And the real reason is that is new taxes. I mean, like them or not, taxes are a reliable way to balance a budget. And Jerry Brown won that debate at the ballot back in November. And the Prop 30 taxes are the real reason it's balanced, even with this little surplus out into the next few years.
Well, and let's hear what the governor had to say about that. This is from his press conference on Thursday.
They voted for the tax measure. We're putting the money into the schools, as I said, but we're also not going to play the game of spending money we don't have, and then after I'm gone, somebody else comes along and has to face what I did, a $27 billion or a $20 billion deficit.
And John Myers, there you have Governor Brown as the grown-up, the cheap, frugal, responsible parent in a way. It seems that that's almost a perfect role for him. What's your take?
Well, it is certainly the persona that Jerry Brown has finally honed over the years. But, you know, it's also a matter of necessity, too. I mean, I think that Brown did come back into office the second time around, third time around, rather, with this idea of trying to kind of fix the problem. But what he has done is he has provided a bridge through these taxes, through everything else, to a different era in California and economic recovery. And I think what he does from here on is the real fascinating part. I mean, he got over the hump of the taxes. Now what?
Yeah. Well, and there's got to be, as you well know, I mean, after all these years of cutting and austerity, there's got to be a lot of pent-up demand, not just from schools, but labor unions and others. To what extent do you think are Jerry Brown's fellow Democrats in the state legislature in sync with him on his spending priorities and this notion of restraint?
Well, I think in general, you know, Scott, they are in sync at this point. I mean, the legislative leaders quickly came out on Thursday. They praised the governor's budget. They said it was the right direction. You know, but they do know that budgets are much more layered than the idea of just general taxes and revenues. For instance, there are a lot of ways to get money into a budget that aren't just general taxes. There are fees that go to particular programs. There is the idea of looking at tax credits and can we afford all of those. In the past, all of those things required bipartisan cooperation to get them out of the legislature. And now, as we know, with this supermajority in the Capitol, Democrats can do all of that on their own.
Buried in like sort of the second or third paragraphs of the stories about the budget this week, John, this notion that the governor, not only is he adding money to the schools, but he wants to change the formula, the funding formula, so that wealthier school districts get less money. How big a fight do you think he's going to have?
Well, I think it's part of the narrative of Jerry Brown of local control and not state control. I mean, we walk back the clock briefly here to look at where we've gone on this. The governor pushed this big realignment proposal in 2011 that moved public safety and social services programs. The governor has tried to kind of cut the strings of state government in places. And this is what that is, too. He wants to give more freedom and more money, of course, to those in lower income and English learners. I think that the challenge for the governor here is that all of those layers of state control over money and education, categoricals as they're called, they're there for a reason. Interest groups like them, a particular policy was served. How he goes through that, that's a tough one, especially for the governor's allies in politics. His biggest allies from November, the California Teachers Association, they're going to take a really close look at how many strings we cut off of the money and send to local schools.
And John, as you said, Democrats have supermajorities in both houses. They don't really need Republican votes for much of anything. How are the Republicans and their leadership, how are they reacting to that new role?
Well, at this point, I think it remains to be seen. It's a very strange world for them. In terms of the budget this week, I mean, they were, as to be expected, somewhat critical of the fact that baseline spending for the state would go higher. I think they're looking for issues on which to kind of push through the narrative with Democrats. I do think, for instance, they are talking about a tuition freeze. There's a piece of legislation Republicans have moved at the Capitol for a 7-year freeze on tuition at the UC and CSU schools. But also, too, I would really look for Republicans finding a way to to be involved if Democrats aren't in lockstep. You know, moderate and liberal Democrats, if they split on issues here at the Capitol in 2013, they may need a coalition, especially moderates of Republicans, and maybe that'll give them a chance to be heard.
John Myers, political editor for KXTV in Sacramento. As always, John, good to talk to you.
Thank you.